Yep, here it comes again. Coming up on Christmas, or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, if that's still a thing. Or any sort of celebration you'd like to assign to the catch-all euphemism holidays. Whatever it is, it's time to prepare. Gotta get ready, gotta make plans, gotta get your ducks in a row. Are you gonna have a party? Gonna have guests? Going out of town? Staying in your nest? It's time to get supplies. It's time to get a tree or a wreath and lights and lots and lots of lights. How many lights do your neighbors have? How many kilowatts can you afford? Maybe just some reindeer and an 8-foot Santa. A trip to the depot to fill in what's missing. Stop by the nursery for mistletoe for kissing. Did you know mistletoe's a parasite? Did you know Jesus was not born that night? It was actually sometime in the spring. Actually, a lot of history is not right. It's taught for convenience and sales. Here's another fun fact I learned not long ago. You know how Dickens' A Christmas Carol is like the quintessential Christmas tale? Along with his other Christmas tales, he created what we now picture as a typical Christmas. A major feature being snow. That's because Dickens was a child during the coldest decade in Britain's history. It snowed then and only then. The Thames of them froze over. It actually rarely snows in December in England. I live in New England and it rarely snows here in December too. Certainly not enough to get the sleigh bells ringing. So maybe that's why Der Bingle's only dreaming. So maybe we ain't got no snow in our yards, but we still got the fantasy. Look at the cards. Oh yeah, I gotta get the cards with their snow fantasy scenes. Just sent to Aunt Betty in Arizona. Haven't seen her in years. Should we buy her a gift? Who else is on the list? Is there anyone we should add? Oh God, gifts, what a drag. Should we go to the mall or do it all on the web? Brick and mortar gets so crowded, the noise and the lines and the traffic and the parking and the spreading of the virus is more than good cheer. It's a happiest time of the year. So many things to consider to make the big day right. You gotta get food, lots of food, fill our big bellies. Lots of chocolate too, and pastries and jellies and candy canes and eggnog and a good sized donation to the local food bank to assuage our guilt. And tips to the workers we thank once a year. Sitting by the fireplace is family time. Except today the fireplace is on Amazon Prime. But that's okay, we'll hang our stockings on the TV. We can adapt. Oh yeah, do we have enough adapters for all the new digital toys? Double and triple A batteries for all the good girls and boys. Oh God, what if Santa doesn't bring the thing they want? I hope they were very specific on their list. It's hard to keep up with the latest product developments. And paper for wrapping. Gotta make sure we have enough paper and stuff. Ornaments, garland, toys and lights, noisemakers, blinkers, festive delights. It's gonna be the best ever. It's gotta be the best.
Yeah, I ain't doing any of this.